Stadium.
SCM, KD4 off the ice.
Hey, Fred, you get me there. Bye-bye finished. W4FCM, how are you? K4FCM. K4FCM.
KD4FDI.
Well, you must have some dead spots there.
I'm in the camper, definitely do.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty day today, 87. But it's going to rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 inches. So, enjoy the dry weather for a few days.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's so frustrating for me.
Hey, we're out of meatloaf, we're out of everything but a few mashed potatoes. Tomorrow's Friday, though. Rained in quite a while. Pollen's bad, so it'll clear out the pollen now, so could use a little bit.
Yeah. Try to get caught up. My goodness. All right, well, anyways, it is what it is. The famous Steve Spurrier quote. All right, well, what you think we're going to do against Troy this Saturday?
Great article on paper this morning. Beamer wrote exactly what the Gamecocks need to do. See, I didn't realize Doty had broken his foot only 6 weeks ago. He's still healing from a broken foot. So maybe Zebulon will be better after he broke his finger. But I'm pretty banged up. But Doty's got a broken foot, Zebulon broken finger. But he has a good article this morning, what we need to do, and says Doty's got to totally heal before he's as good as he can be.
I had no idea that he broke his foot like that. Wow, it's crazy. Yeah, he has a good pass. I like his accuracy, so I think he has a chance to be a good quarterback. He needs some protection off of the line, obviously. But they did okay, so I think we'll continue to improve.
I think your batteries just went. You were really good when you moved, and it just, how long since you put your batteries in that thing, W4FCM?
Pack slides off the bottom of the radio here sometimes. I think that's what it is.
Is that the long one that charges in the cradle?
This other one, the IC02AT.
I gave you two of them. The Kenwood has a battery pack too that sits in the charger. But yeah, it's a good radio. It works well when you... All right, so I won't keep you. I know you want to get out and start working, but my yard doesn't need cut for quite a while now, and I'm glad about that.
You got Chillbeck coming up. Get ready to go out to eat in a couple days, right?
Hey, today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Full bet. Trying to get my day straightened up here.
Yeah, the cake's gone, the ice cream's gone, the meatloaf is gone. So a couple spoons of sweet potatoes. So, yep, I am ready. All right, love you, son. Always good to hear you. I know when everybody stops talking, you'll call. So I turn it on, turn the volume down low so I don't wake Isla up. And finally, when she gets up, I turn the volume up. All right, son, be safe working. And the neatest thing, when you see that thing push down mulch, a little, look like a little tractor that rolls it out in front of it, you need one of those.
This is some kind of dump trailer that you can, that's like, I guess you can ride on, and it's like a, I don't know, maybe a 2-yard type dump trailer or something like that, and you go out to the location and you can dump it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, just a little tractor driving along, had these things, and forks in the front, held the sod, just rolled it out. Yours is rather back-breaking, carried it. All right, I won't keep you, now you want to get out of there. KD4FDI, W4FCM, good to hear you.
Sod, that's from a mulch. Yeah, they have something for sod, too. It's like these really long rolls, and you get a skid steer with an attachment, like a, and then put the rolls on that attachment, and then just roll the whole thing out. But that's usually, like, really large areas. I think those rolls are, like, 100 feet by 8 feet or something, 6 feet or something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, it was like a little bobcat. It was like a big roll of it. Just drove it along and it rolled it out. But I'm sure they're $20,000 or more.
Pretty expensive. So, all right. Have a great day. Talk to you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Peace, I got some towns here when you want them, but KD4FDI, W4FCM signing.